Well, good evening. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
Welcome to the Inside Hour, Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, and Hawaii time at 7. We come to you to discuss the world's worst news and the world's best news. That's been suppressed, that people typically don't consider, that unfortunately is controlling the way people think. Because if you don't have the whole news, if you don't have the whole truth, then you've got virtually nothing substantive to make good choices and decisions. So the Inside Hour is dedicated to giving you what's not being given to you on mainstream.
That's right. And we don't have sponsors that are mainstream either. We're sponsored by HealthyWorldStore.com, not Big Pharma. We're also sponsored by HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. So if you're not an affiliate, you can sign up and partner with us there. And also we have 528Records.com. And all of these organizations, they help keep us going and communicating with you and being able to get you the latest news that's not influenced by the mainstream media and them telling you you can't say this and you can't say that. The censoring that goes on in the mainstream media, which is why I don't work with the mainstream media any longer, it's because it's completely censored and you don't have any creativity. Your creativity is halted by what they want you to do. And so it's best to work on your own and be an independent journalist like Dr. Horowitz and myself and just find some really good products that you like. And that's how we gain our sponsorship.
So thanks for helping us stay on the air and continuing to do what we're doing. We have had a very, very challenging year. We've had a challenging past few months. We've had a couple extremely excellent shows in the past. We've gotten wonderful comments from people in email saying that they listened to the Inside Hour and they were thanking us for the blessings that we were administering over the air every Tuesday night. And so we want to thank those folks who wrote in and have been continuing to support us. For those who are not aware, maybe some newcomers, our trials this year have included a hostile takeover of our three corporations since 1978. So over 30 years ago, I started a publishing company called Tetrahedron. It was a 501c4 social welfare organization publishing the truth in the area of political science and health science so that people could get a bigger picture of what's happening to influence their health and safety. And that's a long time ago. Well, that organization was illegally dissolved back in July. We had a hostile takeover of my three organizations in Idaho. And subsequent to that, I've been very, very busy dealing with litigation matters. But you wouldn't believe it. And I thank God and I praise all of you out there who have contributed something to HealthyWorldStore.com, which we are still now blessed to be stewarding and helping people, saving lives by administering outstanding products. That has funded us and kept us going. We still have the toll-free number 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787 in case you want to learn about all the products that we have. So we thank you for your engagement on those websites and on the phone lines. And that the challenge has been that litigation matters have, I would say, distracted us, and particularly myself, heavily. But yet, you wouldn't believe it, yet we are popping out some outstanding new products, revolutionary products. In fact, if you actually go online to HealthyWorldStore.com, you'll see, and here's a website, a new website for you, just launched the other day. 528OrgonGenerators.com. That's 528Orgon, spelled O-R-G-O-N-E, generators.com. And in Healthy World Store, the section of 528 store products is there, and that's going to be expanded dramatically. We have also, in the last week, acquired an outrageously magnificent machine. It works based on Tesla technologies to produce the most powerful structured water in the world. Literally, I can tell you that honestly, and it's amazing how blessed we are to have a machine that actually is modeled on and designed after the way nature works to structure water in the holy wells and waters of the world. There are several holy waters in the world. There's Karamisu, Japan, Lourdes, France, etc. And that those were brought to my attention by one of the world's leading water experts, Dr. Lee Lorenzen, who came out with the first structured water. Now, this is extremely important because your DNA would not work at all without structured water. Basically, it unravels. You need to have some structured water, but as little as 8% reduction in the structured water matrix of your DNA causes a huge reduction in the signaling capacity, the intercellular communications, and what's called cellular upregulation of your DNA. So ultimately, you're manifested through your DNA, and without that structured water, you can't have it operate optimally, or if at all, you die. And anyway, we've now advancing some magnificent organ generators that produce the energy frequency of 528 that you can not only structure water, but also in your own body, because your body is 80% water. It gives you that opportunity to restore one of the most important of all hydrosonic blessing technologies that God blessed you with. And interestingly enough, Genesis 1:1-2 says that water is part of the triune God. It was there from the beginning. It is part of what's called the initial Trinity. You had the Creator, you had the Holy Spirit, and you had the water. And in Genesis 1:2, you even see that before the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible, you have the water. So 80% of your body is actually part of the triune God, or should be looked upon, whether you're male or female, black or white, Muslim versus Jew, tell you, your body is full of God. And that God is what uplifts you and sustains you. And so to have the energy of 528 frequency, which we now know is the pure tone of love, the universal healer, and to be able to administer that via new technology that's based on the science that has been evolving and has been heavily, and we've been so blessed to have the revelations being revealed to us and expanded through our connections to some of the world's leading physicists and mathematicians. And lots of this is written up in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love.
Yep, it's I'm really, really happy about what we're accomplishing. I mean, when times are really difficult, you're pushed to do things, you're pushed harder to create and to do things and become resourceful. And I think that, you know, when we look back on it, why we were put through some of the things we were put through, we can realize that it was, you know, God's hand was in it. And it was in order to get us, you know, how a father would slap you on your butt to get you to move, or, you know, just get you motivated. I mean, and it was just motivation, you know, we needed that. And even though we've created and done so much, sometimes you just need that extra reasoning to do certain things. And we were pushed to that edge. And I'm really proud of what we've accomplished.
Oh, it's really wonderful. And, you know, it's such a blessing to see and operate from that perspective, Sherry, that the Creator, as described in the book of Job, when you need to learn a lesson, the Creator pulls her hand of protection off of you, allowing the dissonance and the satanic elements to influence, to get in, to create the destruction and the deception. And, you know, the Creator is not the source of chaos. All of that chaos is generated when the Creator, who operates according to the law, and the law is pure, and it's the musical mathematical matrix of creation, is a demonstration of the law of divine perfection. Everything's in balance, everything's kept in balance, and that balance is really the law of physics. Underlying the laws of physics and all science is this musical mathematical matrix where you've got 396-417. You've got the perfect circle of sound. For those musicians out there, you know, that's what the 528radio.com. You can listen to music now produced in the medicinal frequency of 528 love that the whole botanical world is celebrating. We talk about that a lot on the Insight Hour. And the book of 528 beautifully heralds all of the revelations associated with that. But the concept that that's the law, and it's not man's law, it's God's law. And that when you're out of sync with that law, then it's called karma or divine judgment that gives you that whack on the butt. You know, and so that's a great blessing when you have that insight and you realize then that there are no accidents. Einstein said that. He said the word accident should be erased from the dictionary. There are only these divine synchronicities and these amazing divine plays that are ongoing in our lives where we have the opportunity to go with the flow of divine harmony, or we get involved in dissonance and create judgment and karma that is distressing and diseasing. So that's a very fundamental thing. I think most of you probably, I know we speak to the choir, we preach to the choir a lot on the Insight Hour, a lot of you out there, but it's always good to get a reminder, even though you may know it out there. You know, it's always great to have a reminder that every negative is an opportunity to turn lemons into lemonade and see what you can produce. Now, here's kind of like the good news, the revelation for tonight. You know that litigation I mentioned to you? Well, Sherry and I are about to pop out our first book together. It's called Controlled Opposition. And it's going to lay out all of the elements of what controlled opposition is in a way that's going to make those two words extremely famous, well known. Because it's what, Sherry?
Well, I think it's the most important thing that people need to understand and grasp the concept of. And once you grasp the concept of what controlled opposition really means is when you truly wake up to all the deception.
Right.
It is a deception that we all live in, and people want to know, well, why does so-and-so say this against the government if so-and-so works for the government? That's the question. And that's really a real fundamental reason and a question combined. Why do they do that? Well, they do that because that's what controlled opposition does.
In other words, from staying in a different way, right now the way you think is a product of your learning. You learned through primarily, unfortunately, trauma, pain, fear, loss, or any real or imagined threats to survival, particularly as you were growing up as a youngster, left indelible memories. And as a response to those traumas, you developed your behavioral repertoire. You learned your lifestyle habits based on making decisions, that those decisions then became coping strategies for the pain or the trauma. And it's called in psychology maladaptive coping mechanism to be able to deal with all the stresses and strains of a normal life. Well, gee whiz, that means that you're a product primarily, instead of encouragement and nurturance in the sense of Maslow, where the higher human needs, or Jung, where you focus on spirituality, or Yeshua, Jesus, which focused on love and how to integrate that optimally, completely in one's life.
And most importantly is discernment. Most importantly is discernment, because without discernment, you, even if you knew what controlled opposition was in theory, you wouldn't be able to really apply the whole idea of it to anything that you hear. You wouldn't be able to recognize it because of your discernment.
Or respond appropriately to the discernment that the Creator innately places in your heart, not your head. The behavioral, the neuroses, the psychosocial neuroses, and the way in which populations are controlled, and this is the essence of this discussion on the Insight Hour tonight, is the way that you think is a product of mind control,
right,
of psychological operation. The way that our entire planet is operating is based on a psyops,
right,
a psychological operation involving the media, which is more influential than parents, more influential than peers, more influential than anything, including drugs, is the way in which you are conditioned by programming. Mainstream media programming, that's why they call it programming, and in the sense of neuro-linguistic programming, that's why they call the news network hosts anchors.
Right, and that's why
it's anchoring you into a belief set, and mostly the news plays to your ego. Pain, fear, loss, real or imagined threats to survival. Is the news content, is 80% of the news content in mainstream media.
Right. And all the shows that you watch are called programs because it not only, I mean, they have the meaning of being a program, but they have a meaning to program you when you're watching them. So there's a double meaning to the word program, which is really important. Words are really important. Recognizing the meaning of words that are used by the beast. When I say the beast, I say the mainstream media, Wall Street, the government, politics, anybody that has power over your thoughts, your decisions, or your beliefs, because they can manipulate you by saying, well, everybody believes this, or the majority opinion is this. And you're thinking to yourself, well, I didn't think that. And if you are really an individual thinker, you may still continue to think, well, I don't think that. But if you're not, or you're easily persuaded, sometimes we don't even know we're easily persuaded, then we tend to listen to what others say or go where the other people go and say, well, maybe since everybody likes this, I should look at this closer. And that's where they start to suck you in and they start to say, oh, well, okay, this is the reasoning why. And you start to identify with the reasons why. You find reasons to believe in that. And then you get sucked in completely.
Right. And so that's part of what controlled opposition is, whereby the major manner in which mind control, psychological, psychosocial manipulation and operations are ongoing, so that ultimately you become a shadow of the God-given talent and person that was intended by birth to express the giftings and anointings and the glory and power of God within your heart, so that you can become all that you can be, and you can really fulfill your destiny to be great. If that's your calling, and many, many times that is people's calling, and the whole way in which spirit has been suppressed on this planet, and we've talked a lot about the musical mathematics of creation and spiritual harmony to get engaged with that symphony of divine frequencies, literally the master conductor and master composer of the universal orchestra is singing you and me and everything into existence right this instant, simultaneously, universally, through this matrix of math that we've now advanced and proven and shown that it is consistent with the ancient wisdom, the modern science. It's here, it's now. The revelations are extraordinary, but let's apply them. But you see, what the barrier is that people are tuned into a facade, a charade, a hypocrisy, a false reality that's based on programming. You're all programmed. I'm programmed. Sherry's programmed. Everybody got programmed. And to set you free,
you have to recognize your program.
You have to, number one, get that you are. And the second thing is you got to choose, and the best thing to do, in my opinion, is, you know, give it some prayer. Give it some faithful prayer to the Creator. Hand it over to the Creator and say, hey, Creator, you know, I got this matter that I'm dealing with and a dissonance in my mind. I know that you're not stressed out. I know that when I see myself being stressed out, then, you know, it's not of you. So I'm going to give you my stress because I want to work for you. And here's my stress. Take it from me and take whatever else has to happen in order to meet to get to optimally serve you and move beyond this challenge.
Well, the biggest part of our programming is suppression. And that happens to us not just through the mainstream media, but happens to us through our family, can happen to us through our peers, can happen to us through our schools. That can happen.
Well, those are reinforcers. The agents. That's what I said earlier. See, you know, when I went to Harvard in 1981 and 82, I graduated in 82 and I became part of the faculty at Harvard, involved in media persuasion technologies, research and development for health education and health promotion, particularly with children. And Sherry, this is what brings Sherry and I together. We have in our hearts a desire to help the children. If you go into the research science and you look in the educational field in motivational psychology and education, and you search for Horowitz, you'll come up with two scientific peer-reviewed publications that is titled The Self-Care Motivation Model for Healthy Human Development. And in the journals of school health, I published first the theory paper as well as then afterwards the actual clinical trials that we did in the Gloucester public school systems in Gloucester, Massachusetts, working with third graders. And we took a group of third graders from various socioeconomic levels, the poor kids versus the rich and wealthy. And what we found was that we could eliminate the disparate way in which the children learned and what they did in terms of producing grades by administering a program that enabled the children to learn what was the key factors necessary for them to become self-motivated, self-reinforcing, not relying on you or me or a teacher, but actually internally there would be certain educational components that if a child was exposed to, any child or adult.
Like forming your own opinions.
Well, that's certainly part of it. One of the components was looking at the thoughts and belief systems and comparing that, what's called belief behavioral dissonance, where you see that it's inconsistent with your higher values. Let's say a good example is health. Everybody has the desire principally to be healthy, but yet people smoke or people overeat or people don't exercise, people don't breathe, people don't drink enough water. People don't chew their food adequately. All those are behaviors, and then on top of those behaviors, there's a whole component of beliefs and attitudes. So we simply instructed the children that they really could have any thought. They could form any belief, and any belief that they form is equally valid or powerful potentially, and they could choose based on what their higher values are, the beliefs, the feelings also. Interestingly enough, we all get feelings. You know, I'm sure folks out there, you feel at like, say, 3 in the afternoon, suddenly your emotions, you know, you get a little antsy or irritable or angry about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Why? Because it's a chemistry thing. You have blood sugar that, you know, dives down. You got an insulin challenge. You know, that's when people go to the candy bars, the confectionery products, because they need that sugar buzz to get them balanced again. But, you know, that's a poor way of balancing your energy. You know, we've got a number of products. Primo Life is an outstanding product on healthyworldstore.com, where if you simply take Primo Life in the morning, you don't have that. Or if you start your morning with the Green Harvest fruit smoothies, for example, it levels your blood sugar out for the whole day, and you don't get that. But, you know, generally speaking, these kinds of emotions and feelings, it's not you, folks. It's easy to lose sight of the fact that when you get angry or irritable, it's really not you. It could be a chemistry thing. It could be an environmental thing, or it could be a thought. It could be an attitude. It could be a state of mind or a point of view that was you learned. But it's not you. It's something you bought into, something that you've attached to. It's something that you're not aware of. That's why awareness, like the aha, well, wow, I didn't know that about myself. How wonderful it is that I realize that now, because now that you realize it, it's like you say, you can change it.
Right.
Without the knowledge and the awareness, you're lost.
Or actually, some people are in denial. You have to actually accept it. That's another thing. They may, like, one part of them may believe it in the back of their minds, but they're not willing to accept it. And I mean, it's like an alcoholic in a sense.
Yeah.
An alcoholic, in order to recover from alcohol, they need to say, I'm an alcoholic, right? And they need to, you know, fix it. But that's the problem. They won't do it. They'll say, I'm not an alcoholic.
Right. So you've got a conflict. Exactly. One part of the person knows that they are an alcoholic. Another part thinks that they're not. That's also symptomatic of controlled opposition, because it's the same old, same old. There's conflict. You know, the great experience that we had this year, heavily dealing with COINTELPRO operatives, Ted Gunderson's group, involving Dr. Truod and company, etc. Those guys, what they put out in the alternative media makes you think they're like on our side, makes you think, hey, those are great guys, are putting out great information. But then what they do is they discredit themselves, or they somehow discredit others. In the process of discrediting others, they discredit themselves. They create all this dissonance, this social dissonance, this psychosocial dissonance where you don't know who to trust anymore. That's the fundamental. It's like, do you trust yourself? Well, if you're an alcoholic, you can't really fully trust yourself, because you're really at war with yourself. A part of you is killing yourself. A part of you is knowing that you should stop drinking or smoking, you know, or doing those drugs, whether those are over-the-counter and or pharmaceutical drugs or illegal, illicit drugs. It really doesn't matter. It still has an addictive impact on the natural body chemistry and the natural health. So it's all the same old, same old. There's really no difference. I mean, it's a hypocrisy to claim you have a government that has a war on drugs.
Yeah.
And yet promotes the pharmaceutical industry that it does as the exclusive way to get healthy. So, I mean, this is part of the big picture.
Right.
Of, if you want to help yourself and humanity evolve spiritually to the point of walking on water like Yeshua demonstrated, you've got to understand what Jesus said, come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues and her insanity and her hypocrisy and her programming and
her
dissonance.
Why is it a her? Why is it a her? That's my question to you.
Come out of her.
Why is it her?
That, well, that's because you're right. You know, come out of him, my people. Come out of the hypocrisy. See, that's what the beauty of the Insight Hour is. You know, you've got Sherry Kane, who is very, very astute and aware, acutely aware of sexism. And you've got Dr. Len, who's still learning about that. Sherry's teaching me a lot.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. When we go back to the suppression, the manipulation and the suppression and the control, and how even just in the 60s, women were not allowed to do many things that men were allowed to do. When you look back at that, you could say, well, that was a way for them to create the dissonance. That was a way for them to create the manipulation, the mind control, and the suppression. And that is indoctrinated into our thoughts. When somebody says, well, we have a choice to go to a man or a woman for a specific thing, a lot of people won't choose a woman. A woman won't be chosen as a president, or she hasn't so far. She will be, possibly.
Or if you have a
real
great contender like Geraldine Giffords, you know,
Gabrielle Giffords,
yeah, she's a hero. I think we'll end tonight's program on the Insight Hour with a prayer for Gabrielle, because she's now stepped down officially, and I think what she has been through certainly has impacted our lives.
Yes. I mean, she's really some very courageous woman. And we believe that, yeah, she had a shot, and she was, you know, her mouth got too big for these sexist people, and they wanted to use her as an example, whoever was behind the shootings, because the guy who actually shot her.
Jared Lautner, right?
Yeah, Jared Lautner. He's not getting convicted for it, because they said that he's schizophrenic and he's not going to be able to stand on trial. So what a good excuse. They have a patsy there.
Yeah.
Like they
and,
always
and just,
do.
Just, you know, why we got engaged in this at all is we started to receive some threats. We received some threats from a fellow by the name of David Main, who's an alias based on all the evidence that we have. And we'll just leave it at that. But the threats dealt with emails to us about us having the same thing happen to us as Gabrielle Giffords. And that brought us into that realm. And then sadly and sickly, you know, what we saw when we did that investigation, we saw that she heroically took on the drug cartel. And at the same time, she took on the banking cartel. And really, if you study enough,
the same guy who was attacking her, us, was an expert on that case.
Yes, 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 yes. So at any rate, there's a lot of great information that's going to be in our new book. And again, the book is titled, we can't tell you exactly when it's coming out, but we're working on it now. And it's part and parcel of the litigation, because all of the matters of litigation that we're engaged in now become absolutely terrific, you know, opportunities, you know, like turning lemons into lemonade, to teach us how does the system of justice or injustice operate. What do you need in order to engage pro se litigation, for example? Go do your own case, because the lawyers are not representing us effectively, and they're very, very expensive. So you got to do your own thing, and you got to be able to speak the language and what are the basic understandings of law. And so the book of Controlled Opposition will have a substantial amount of empowerment, so that you not only learn what it is that this controlled opposition and psychological dissonance, this Hegelian dialectic, it's called, where you have on one hand a thesis, on the other hand an antithesis, the opposite. And then as a result of hearing both sides of the story and getting all mixed up and not knowing who to trust, you go into what's called synthesis or mass confusion. And then that's the fundamental part of what this mind control and social control is all about, to suppress spirituality maximally. You stay in the dissonance, and that's where we're at today. We're looking for solutions to the world's problems, but we're all conflicted, and we're engaged not in harmony, but in competition and, you know, virtually aversion. We're avoiding the things that we need to do and each other because we're divided, and that's how we've been conquered.
And there's so much confusion. I mean, so much confusion being thrown out there. A good example of that would be my theory on what we read in the news about these newborns, about the uprise in newborn deaths happening in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which is our hometown.
It's our hometown.
And so the deaths they're attributing to is Fukushima radiation in the water. Now, we live in Hawaii, which is much closer to Japan than the East Coast, and there's no rise in baby deaths here. There's no rise in baby deaths in California.
At least not reported.
There's no rise in any of it, but it's reported on the East Coast.
Yeah, so why would they do that?
Well, there's more vaccination trials possibly going on in the East Coast for, you know, young mothers that don't have a lot of money and can get free vaccinations, pregnant mothers. I mean, and that's a reason that a lot of deaths could occur. Well, hey, we can just blame it on Fukushima. Not to say that the radiation isn't terrible and that's not happening, but it does give them another excuse to blame the vaccination deaths on it. It's just like they did with the HPV, all the girls, the young girls who died in up near Rochester, New York. Who did they blame it on? Well, they certainly didn't blame it on the vaccinations. I mean, all these girls that got the HP vaccination all got really sick or had horrible side effects, and a few died. And why did that happen? It happened because of the vaccination, but they're not going to mention
it. Yeah, well, that's the sacred cow of public health, you see, the vaccination. So it's an interesting theory that you raise, Sherry, and I think that it's valid as a theory. I'd like to see more scientific evidence of it in terms of the places where it is that the increase in infant mortality rate has occurred. I think that it's a very sound thesis given the psychological operations of vaccinations, how it is that vaccine risks and injuries are suppressed. The numbers are hideously suppressed. In fact, even CDC says that 90% of the children, even adults, people who receive vaccinations who are injured, over 90%. never get reported. The program for reporting is supposed to pay for this Superfund. They indemnified the drug industrialists against liability by allegedly creating a good Superfund that pays people who have been injured and their families. Well, gee whiz, it's obvious that of the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of families who have been injured, very, very few, it's just a couple thousand, actually received compensation. So that's a fraud. What else is a fraud about vaccinations? Right. Well, where are the 90% of the injuries? Where are these children and infants more and more getting vaccinated? More children are getting more and more vaccinations with all sorts of hideous biochemical weapons in them, virtually.
And then the mothers are being seduced by these incentives.
Right.
You know?
And years ago, I did this incredible simple analysis on hepatitis B vaccine injuries, and from that one vaccine, you could expect over 800,000 injuries or deaths in the United States annually. And so if you have just from that one vaccine over 800,000 people who are getting sick and dying, and you've got over 30-some-odd vaccines recommended for children, you've got to question, where the hell is the child mortality and morbidity associated with vaccinations? Where is that data? It's been suppressed. So from that perspective, Sherry, I think that your theory that the alleged Fukushima increase in associated with the infant mortality in Philadelphia could be a cover-up on the vaccine issues.
I want to also thank our friend and amazing journalist and activist Jenny Hatch and all the work that she's done in researching the vaccinations that are harming pregnant women and children. And she's actually, I have her on my blog. I believe she has a blog called Blogging Mothers, Jenny Hatch. And she's just really informative about what's happening. We went to Denver, Colorado a few years back and did a protest with her against these criminals that are committing this genocide against these children, and it's horrendous what's going on, and it's all able to happen because of the seduction, the incentives are so seducing, especially to low income families.
And look at the incentives right now. You go into any of the food stores, the food chains that Kohlberg, Kravitz, and Roberts, that chain and large cartel that has everything from the chain movie theaters to the chain drugstores and supermarkets. That's KKK, Kohlberg, Kravitz, and Roberts, if you want to look it up. And you see that they're offering incentives, cash incentives, money back for food, future food purchases if you simply allow yourself to get vaccinated. Well, gee whiz, that's really just hideous. I mean, I can't even think of the correct words to use, how despicable it is. I just, from a perspective of public health, it's a gross sham.
It's a terrible sham. And, we have to get out there more and educate people on why they shouldn't get their children vaccinated. I mean, they're hearing these double messages. They're getting
That's
one
right.
from us, and then their doctors are telling them no.
And so it's the discernment. Again, it's what you're talking about, and it's the same thing with controlled opposition. Again, the voices that we are, that we provide as alternatives, have been reduced in their capacity to affect by the engagement of our work by copycats who are controlled opposition.
Yeah. We just saw a film the other day. We thought, well, where did they get this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got to tell them about that. Tell folks about that. I've seen this before. Go ahead.
We saw this film called Haywire, and it was about a government contracted killer, a female, and her name was Mallory Kane, spelled K-A-N-E, like mine, and she was hired by MI6.
Yeah, she kind of looked like you. You're dark eyes and dark hair and extremely
– a little on the tough side.
Real tough.
Yeah.
Real, real tough. I mean, the movie – probably about 20 or 30% of the movie, this woman is getting beat up, but yet she's beating up big guys,
Yeah, she's beating up a lot of guys.
Okay, so she's supposed to be from MI6, working with MI6, and the COINTELPRO have alleged that Sherry Kane is working for MI6, right? What else? What
other parallel there?
Oh, yeah. You know, this character who spread the, edited the, quote, secret blackmail video that was used to libel Sherry and myself.
And for extortion
against us. And to basically cover up on the theft that was going on and the hostile takeover that was going on in my companies. At the time, this past June and July into August, the film editor of that was Alex McGowan Studer. And in this film,
the guy who's her opponent or poser is the guy named Studer.
You know, and so there were so many
parallels
and synchronicities and exact. I mean, the name Kane, the name Studer, all of the MI6 reference.
And then there was a journalist that she was protecting.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole story was about a alternative journalist that was publishing really the dirt and the scoop on the bad guys in the film, and they needed to take him out. So there were so many parallels to what Sherry Kane and I do routinely and what we've been through that the film Haywire, which, you know, I didn't think it was a bad film. It was a little violent, you know, but from our perspective, it was a good take. We saw the movie The Help. That's a much better film.
Yeah,
but basically, if you want to check out the film Haywire and see how it parallels what Horowitz and Kane are doing, you can see it. This is not the first time that I've seen Hollywood doing a lot with my work. I can tell you that. I mean, the movie Inception, if you go on to the internet, InceptionMovieExplained.com. That's my website, and essentially I wielded the disappearance of that film by exposing Rupert Murdoch and his organization for largely stealing a lot of my intellectual property evolving in the book of 528, and the movie evolved in The Room 528. So there's a lot of parallels to my work in the Inception movie.
Right.
And
you know that movie Haywire, I mean, it seemed like it was done on real film, not on video, the way it was done. And also it was a Steven Soderbergh film, so it seemed more of a low budget. It seemed almost like a 70s kind of flick.
Yeah.
Like something that was old and not from, even though it was a new film.
Yeah, it looked like a low budget film, but it was well done.
Right.
And you know, again, there's earlier films too where if you study Horowitz's work, if you study my work,
we forgot to mention in that film how the woman gets betrayed by the government too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course, the government betrays her. You know, they tried to kill her at the end after working for them.
Yeah. So,
but at any rate, you know, I was just talking about Steven Seagal stole my book, The Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and spun the screenplay. That there were people, I remember when Dr. Paleo first gave me the first six chapters of the book and then I did the rest of it, I gave a copy to him before it was published. I said, make sure that you don't give it to anybody. Well, of course, he gave it to one guy whose name I won't mention and I know well, and that guy gave it to Steven Seagal. And Steven Seagal took that book and spun it in a screenplay to make his movie called The Patriot. You know, Mel Gibson has what movie called The Patriot. That's not what we're talking about here. Steven Seagal's The Patriot is a spin-off of my book called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And he spun me into the character of the villain, a villain by the name of Larry Wayne Harris, who was a CIA operative who was involved in culturing anthrax, and I was very concerned for the American people and public health when I became aware that Harris was giving instructions as how to incubate anthrax spores to make it a viable biological weapon potentially, and of course not nearly the grade that was mailed that came from the Battelle Memorial Research Institute in West Jefferson, Ohio under Project Clear Vision. As William Broad wrote as upon my urging in the New York Times, that was very important revelation. There was a CIA operation called Project Clear Vision that was on behalf of the Bayer Corporation as well as the other drug industrialists. Bayer, of course, was the manufacturer of Cipro, which was, again, the ungodly selection exclusively of Cipro as the drug, the only drug recommended by the FDA and the CDC for covering you in case you get anthrax. Little did they want you to know that after 3 months of taking the Cipro in the East Coast, over 30,000 people ended up, it was 90% of 30,000 people ended up with brain injuries, chronic neurological problems from side effects from the Cipro. Of course, that's what you can expect if you take an antibiotic more than 2 weeks. Any good doctor tells you, don't ever take an antiviral, antibacterial for more than a couple weeks. You know, 14 days is the max. If you take OxySilver, you don't have to worry about that, any of that. And that's what we do. We take OxySilver. You can get OxySilver from HealthyWorldStore.com. But the reality is that that was part of my work that was spun by Steven Seagal. And then, of course, beyond that movie, The Patriot by Seagal, you had several other films. You had Warner Brothers approached me for what was The Last Man Standing? What was the name of that film that came out a few years ago? It's hard for me to remember all these films now.
The one...
That's the guy he's in New York and in The Plague Strikes. Great actor. I can't remember right now, but it's up on my website. And that was one of the X-Files. And Will Smith was the guy. And so my book was in that film. I understand there's a brand new film out that I won't go to see. It's one of those satanic films. What's the name of it? Somebody says the other day that my book was in that one, too. They actually showed the book, one of my books in that film about demon possession. Sherry, you remember what was it all? That was the third sequence, some sort of a witch possession. Anyway, that was another one. And then the X-Files. Everybody remembers the X-Files. And there was the X-Files.
Twilight Zones, right? Is that
no, that's another set. That's another. There's actually, that's what we're going to have. The next newsletter, I'll tell you this in a second. But the X-File movie was also a spinoff of my work. And so Hollywood has typically used our material a lot in advancing their propaganda mechanisms. And if you really study my work, you'll see that. What did you just say you wanted to talk about?
The Twilight Zone?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here we're going to have in the next newsletter. And if you're not signed up to get our newsletters, please go to healthyworldstore.com and sign up to receive our free newsletters. We publish them. We've been pretty good. About once a month now in the last several months, we've come out with newsletters. In the last month, I've been a little negligent because we've been doing this new book as well as all the litigation matters, so it's been a challenge for us. But please sign up. We're going to send out a newsletter. In the next newsletter, we're going to be offering a case of OxySilver?
Yes.
A case of OxySilver for the person who could actually find the Twilight Zone segment from the last series of Twilight Zone segments that I think was produced in the late 90s, early 2000s. The more recent series called the Twilight Zone.
So it wasn't the original series.
Not the original series. There was a most recent series on the Twilight Zone. And the award is for somebody that will find the segment wherein Dr. Horowitz is administering vaccinations and or part of a group of doctors that are administering vaccinations for some sort of a virus that's outbreaking, and that there's a scene, and this is the scene that I want. I used to have it. I gave it to somebody to give me a QuickTime file on it, and they never did, and the film disappeared. It was a fellow from Canada who first recorded it and sent it to me, and it's a picture or the scene where two doctors are who knew Horowitz are lining people up, giving them vaccinations. One of them holds up a copy of a newspaper that appears to be the Chicago Tribune with a huge bold headline that says, Horowitz assassinated. I kid you not. So if you're listening out there, you'll be the first one, if you can find this, and if you can get me that video in a QuickTime file, ideally, and that's what typically you use to make movies or put up on YouTube. So I could use the QuickTime file of that segment that shows the doctors vaccinating people, and one doctor holds up the newspaper that says Horowitz assassinated. And it's worth to us a case of OxySilver, which is a $500-some-odd award. So it's a really a good prize, and it would be a blessing for us to have that segment. I really wanted to have it a few years ago again, but I haven't had the opportunity. But I really would like to have it right now, and we've got some things popping where I think we could use it. So if you can find that segment for Len, that would be really appreciated.
Yes, definitely. I'd like to see it myself. It's, I mean, what they do and how they, you know, exploit people and how they don't really come up with any of their own ideas. It's just amazing, you know. It's like, I mean, there are some directors, of course, that do and writers that do, but a lot of the mainstream Hollywood stuff is just based on other people's ideas.
Yeah, and look at what we did with the Farmer Horse film. You know, I've got three documentaries, folks. I've produced thus far three. Like to produce another one, especially on COINTELPRO. That would be really great. Controlled Opposition and COINTELPRO would be a great, great documentary.
Oh, yeah. But, well, I was writing – what happened to the screenplay I was writing?
Oh, it's fantastic. We still have it. You know, we just have to finish it.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah. I could locate that. But I was thinking about this the concept of producing something that will let people know that I've got three documentaries, because a lot of people don't know. I've got – the first one, which was The Real Da Vinci Code, looking at the musical mathematical revelations of the real Da Vinci Code. And so that I came out with in a film in 2007. And then I came out with In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. And that is being now translated into many languages. There's one in Russia. There's, I think, one in Germany. I know people in Spanish. There's an edition in Spanish. I haven't seen any of these other ones, but people have asked me, written to me, if they have, can I have permission to put subtitles in their native language, and I've given them permission to do that. So that's a really powerful expose on the bioterrorism fraud, the way in which viral outbreaks are primarily outbreaks from labs, and that the whole structure of the way the mainstream media operates to deceive us, and that's where the title comes from, In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. So that's an excellent documentary. And then that documentary, by the way, too, is on healthyworldstore.com. All three of these films we still sell on healthyworldstore.com. They're about $20, $25 a piece as a suggested donation. And then the most recent one, maybe Sherry, you can talk a little bit about it, because I still think it's a fantastic film. We've had a lot of people increasingly, as they have increased viewers, we're getting a lot of accolades for the film Farmer Horse, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller.
Yeah, it's a comedy. I think it's your first comedy, right, would you say? But it's really based on reality. It's based on, you know, serious stuff. But there's so many funny parts in that film. And, you know, it was really these two characters that are not likable. I mean, there may be some people, I guess, that like Penn and Teller out there, but they're just really crude and just not I mean, they curse a lot and they just have like not a lot to say, but they're really controlled. And so before we made this film, when they first approached us and they asked if we wanted to do this film, a TV series, we investigated.
Yeah, they wanted to come and actually discredit me. Well, and discredit Oxy Silver. That was the aim of the program.
Exactly. But we pre-interviewed them before we actually agreed to do the show. And we asked them point blank, is Penn and Teller pro-vaccination? And they said, yes, they are. So we knew right away that the slant toward the show was going to also definitely work toward discrediting anything as far as alternative supplements.
And that's what that show is infamous for, is taking anybody who's a leader in, or even, you know, actually they don't take too many leaders. They take virtually non-leaders. They take relatively foolish people to represent leadership or a subject, and they totally annihilate their credibility. And so I saw them trying to prepare to do that to moi, and Sherry and I just whacked them in the film Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller.
Yeah, we did. And they walked into it. I mean, you should have seen their face. You can see their faces, actually.
Yeah, we've got that clip up on YouTube.
I mean, but it live, their faces were really shocking. I mean,
it was a really funny experience to have that. The film is very, very good. Just that one scene is worth the whole, you know, $20 for the DVD.
Yeah, to see the producer when they walk in and they look around and see the Wanted for Genocide posters on the wall, and they see us wearing the Redstone.
Pharma Whores.
We had autographed T-shirts by Penn and Teller. They're T-shirts, and it said Penn and Teller on them. But
yeah, we set them up. We went to Vegas. We set Penn and Teller up with a camera where we got them to sign our T-shirts that we then used to expose them.
Right. And we just like, we put these.
I mean, nobody ever did that in the history of television or film.
And like when we put these stickers on our shirt that said like Redstone Murdoch Whores and says Penn and Teller, it really stopped them from wanting to film us because it was like they'd have to get that part of it into the image, into the screenshot. So they were like, my God.
So we captured them on film running out of our studio and just like escaping. It was really fun.
Oh, yeah. It was a blast.
Yeah. Well, we've just got a couple of minutes left. So I want to thank you folks for listening. We probably should just again tell you, if you want to support what we're doing in the world, just help save some lives. Join the HealthyWorldAffiliates.com program. Be a partner with us. It's a free website. It's valued about $10,000 that we created to help you administer a turnkey operation where you can actually sell products like Oxy Silver. Liquid Dentist is awesome. You know, don't buy Liquid Dentist or any of Dr. Horowitz's stuff from anybody but Dr. Horowitz. That's a very important piece of information today, because when we had our hostile takeover, those people attempted to steal not only our inventory and our corporations, but they also effectively stole some of our labels, and they committed some various crimes that they're going to be held accountable for by modifying our labels, that's called unlawful possession. And essentially, don't buy it from them. Don't buy what they're selling. If it looks like I came up with the idea and initiated the whole product or project, buy it through HealthyWorldStore.com, not one of our competitors out there. And or there might be a couple of competitors, in fact.
Yeah, and that's really just people who can't create their own stuff, you know. They just want to kind of
like,
ride on.
Get your own life, you know. Get
or
a
move
life.
On. Just get, move get, on, get a you life. Know, because it doesn't make.
There's
doesn't,
so many ideas and so many products and so many wonderful things to do in the world and life and in the world. You know, why get stuck on that old stuff?
Right.
You know, move on. So at any rate, go to HealthyWorldStore.com and purchase our products there exclusively, or become a partner with us and buy it from yourself. Go to HealthyWorldAffiliates.com.
And then you can also gain commissions by giving people the link that we give you once you sign up as an affiliate. And also, if you're a musician, we encourage you to go to 528records.com. And if you haven't originally recorded your music in the 528 hertz frequency of love, then you can do so on the site. It'll automatically transpose your music for you and send back your music files. If anybody pays to donate for your original music, you get 60% royalties on that.
By the way, I heard this week that, and it hasn't come together, but I want to ask you to put out a prayer, and we're going to pray in a minute for Gabriel Giffords. But if you know Ziggy Marley, or anybody out there that knows the reggae giant, Ziggy Marley, Ziggy has been turned on to Dr. Len Horowitz's work now. We have absolute confirmation. We're in touch with people from his office, and that we're attempting to get Ziggy to commit to doing a 528 concert. How awesome would that be? So I want to put out some prayers tonight for that possibility and opportunity. And if you know Ziggy Marley or any of his folks out there, or just want to put out a prayer to the creator to have that happen, we would appreciate all the support we can get.
Yes. Let's end the show with a prayer.
Yeah, okay. So, folks, join us tonight with a prayer for Gabriel Giffords, and we'll end tonight on a prayer. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We thank you for life. We thank you for your sustenance. We thank you for everything that you give us to do that serves you to the best of our ability and leads us to not into temptation, but into the revelation and contribution to humanity, which is the expression of Gabriel Giffords, this heroic American who laid her life literally on the line and been targeted by the devil doers from the Church of Satan, that we ask for a special blessing and anointing for healing and recovery for our sister and this magnificent human being, Gabriel Giffords, tonight. I ask for her neurology and her brain to completely heal and mend. With the breath of life, we know the inspiration brings that life and that glory of the electron flow from your musical mathematical matrix, your healing vibration of love that's carried by the ha, the air. May that oxygen fill our sister Gabriel Gifford's lungs and rejuvenate her brain so that we now see her brain tissues completely manifesting miraculously and being healed dramatically. We thank you for that miracle, Heavenly Creator. We thank you for blessing this hero, this heroine, and all of the people who are willing to put their own lives and hearts on the line for the safety and the health of the American people and economic recovery for America and the world. We see our sister Gabriel Giffords is worthy of a miracle and our prayers tonight because she did lay down her life, and she was targeted because she had the guts to stand up for what America stands for, which is righteousness, which is not dealing with the drugsters and the banksters and those who undermine our health and our safety. And for that reason, we applaud what she did, and we ask for you, Heavenly Creator, to bless her with restoration of all of her neurological function, her speech, her movement. May it all be blessed and restored perfectly so that she can actually return to public service as a politician making a difference in the world. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you for the opportunity tonight on the Insight Hour, and please bless everyone listening tonight having a great week and, in fact, a great life. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. Amen.
Amen. And God bless everybody. We'll see you the same time next week. It's 6 p.m. in actually 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Hawaii.
Hawaii.
9 o'clock
West Coast. And midnight on the East Coast.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.